Jasper, Queens, or Brooklyn, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And yeah, you can probably hear against the mic the fan, the studio fan's running. It's one of those really warm nights in the studio, and not because it's that warm outside, it just seems to be a real cooker in here this evening. So anyway, yeah, I think we'll be passing around the margaritas or something at some point soon. And my guest tonight, who's been on this show beforehand, and we've always had a really great time with music here, is Gavin Walker from the Jazz Show on Monday nights, during this time slot, actually. This time on Monday nights, running from 9 to midnight. For over 25 years, he's been hosting the Jazz Show. Excellent show. I always make a point of tuning in after Tai Chi. And it's great. So anyway, we're going to be doing what we usually do when Gavin's here, is we listen to some soul jazz and some hard bop, courtesy of large numbers of saxophonists and organists as well. So anyway, first of all, before I keep talking, welcome, Gavin, again. Welcome back. I think... Oh.
I'm on mic two.
Ah, there we are.
There we go.
Well, yeah. I figured it out at some point. Anyways, welcome back.
That's all right. Really happy to be here, Jason.
Great.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come and actually not have to sit at the board and do a whole bunch of work. I can just sort of sit here and yak. But it is so warm in here.
It is.
I'll tell you.
Well, that song was perfect because it was kind of... it was perfect for a low temperature. You don't want something too upbeat.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Let me tell you what it is. It's Duke Ellington. And everybody out there, if you were just wondering, it was Duke Ellington with Wild Bill Davis on organ, one of the earliest organists in jazz, certainly on Hammond B3 organ. It was off an album called New Orleans Suite, and Blues for New Orleans was the track. This came out in 1970.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a sad occasion. Well, nobody knew it at the time when they recorded it. Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophonist who was probably one of the leading soloists in Ellington's band, died 2 days later after recording this in a dentist chair. He had a heart attack, and that was the end of Johnny Hodges. Hmm. But Wild Bill Davis, he was known by his mum, his lawyer, and all the musicians as Strephon Davis. But all his fans knew him as Wild Bill. And this is the only recording that Ellington ever made with an organ player. And, of course, he picked one of the pioneers of organ, as you said, Wild Bill. And
he did play with the Timpani Five, did he not? I think he was on a couple Louis Jordan numbers, I think.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about Ellington under his own name.
Oh, of course, yeah,
with the band and that sort of thing, you know, because Ellington, being a pianist, didn't really need another chordal instrument in there.
No.
You know, but, yeah, and the New Orleans Suite is, it's a milestone album. It's really beautiful, and, of course, it's perfectly suited to the temperature in here, because it's probably hot and humid in New Orleans.
I'm willing to bet. Sure. Well, that's great. So that gives you you folks out there listening in Radioland some idea of where we're headed tonight between now and midnight. And the phone number here, by the way, is 604-822-2487. Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason. I have Gavin Walker from the Jazz Show. Tonight we're doing soul jazz, organ, and saxophone, often together in the same combos. For the uninitiated, soul jazz, what is it?
Well, it's just... as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, you can define it in many ways, but it's jazz with a real blues feel, and it emphasizes the blues tonality, and always has a good beat. It could be you know, funky, or it could be straight 4/4, but it's got a strong time feel, and essentially it's all about the blues, and even if the tune is a standard tune and so on, it's inflected by blues tonality, and and it also brings in elements of gospel music and music that has been part of African American culture more strongly than say other kinds of jazz music. That are, you know, that people can say relate to classical music or whatever. Soul jazz, you know, you're going to get the blues. You're going to get down and and with great feeling as well.
Right. Well, that's great. I'm going to play an announcement here in just a second, but after that, we're going to hear a Richard Groove Holmes and Gene Ammons Pacific Jazz Records album called Groovin' with a Jug. We're going to hear a track off of that. Pacific Jazz, as I was just saying before we started, notable for its cool jazz albums, has this out on it, which is I think is really interesting.
This is not cerebral.
No, it's not.
Actually, I was there. I was just a young guy. As mm-hmm. a matter of fact, I was underage, but I got in anyway. Mm-hmm. The club where this was recorded is called the Black Orchid, and okay. it is in Watts. It's yep. a ghetto club. And I wasn't there the night that they recorded, but they played basically, it was the same band, and they played, it was the only time I ever saw Gene Ammons in person, who I just worshipped, and still do as a saxophone player. Nobody can touch Gene, and he, when he played, people were just so moved by him, and they would get up and he'd play a phrase, and people, you could hear people go, yeah, all right, sure. Almost like he was preaching,
right? Yeah.
He had that kind of effect, but he also had a room filling sound. He didn't use a microphone.
Oh wow.
I shouldn't say he didn't use a microphone. What he did it. In a way, he didn't play into the microphone. He played off mic because mm-hmm. what he liked was a little bit of reverb on the mic, like you got in recording studios.
Right.
But he didn't use the mic to enhance his volume because he didn't have to. He had one of the biggest sounds
right.
ever.
Yeah.
Cool. And Groove Holmes, I love his playing, and I didn't know this at the time, but Groove Holmes was strictly an organ player. He never played piano. A lot of organ players
are played piano.
Converted yeah. piano players, but Groove Holmes liked the organ.
Cool. So we'll in a moment we're going to hear a tune called Happy Blues, Good Vibrations. It says written by Art Farmer. So anyway, we'll hear that in just a moment, but first. This.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man, Konono Number One, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
Thank you. Thank you. country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
And welcome back to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. If you're on the internet, hopefully you can hear this streaming through CITR.ca. Podcasting might be a bit tricky because, well, we're having some technical issues. I think we've just upgraded our system. So for those of you who want to catch, say, the beginning of the show and you missed it, I am attempting to podcast it, and hopefully everything turns out well. If not, well, what can you do? But the number here is 604-822-2487. Before I continue with the show, I just want to, look at kind of local events. I know the In the House Festival is happening this week on Napier. That's right. There's, you can get tickets on Napier, but there's the kind of a several block radius where there's various venues with music and comedy and a whole bunch of different things. And something soul-oriented is happening at the In the House Festival on Sunday. Mr. M and the All-Nighters are playing between 2 and 3:45 on Sunday. That's June the 6th as part of the In the House Festival. I'll get the address for you by the time of the end of the show, but I would definitely recommend it. I had founding member Ian Gregson on as a guest a few months ago, and we heard some tracks from them, some recent and some older tracks by them. And they're a great Northern Soul tribute band, so if you haven't heard them or seen them, do check them out this Sunday between 2 and 3:45 as part of the In the House Festival. Tonight I have Gavin Walker with me from The Jazz Show, and we're doing some soul jazz saxophonists and organists. Before the break, we heard John Patton from his 1968 album called Understanding. We heard John Patton on organ, Harold Alexander on tenor saxophone, and Hugh Walker on drums. And that was a song called Ding Dong. That's track one. I heard this 15 years ago when I walked into Black Swan Records, just fresh off the plane from Montreal, and I had to get that CD right away. So it's a really a great track. Before that, we heard Richard Holmes and Gene Ammons, organ and tenor saxophone, respectively, off an album called Groovin' with Jug. That was from 1961. And we heard Happy Blues, Good Vibrations, off of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that one in, Gavin. That was...
Every time I hear that recording, of course, being there, not on the night... It was recorded August 15th. I was there a couple of nights later. And they said that, they had been... Pacific Jazz was in recording. But still, it was just a thrill to be there. And as it turned out, that was the only time I ever heard Gene Ammons in person. And it was a marvelous experience. He was one of those saxophone players that to this day, I consider him one of the greatest exponents of the tenor saxophone.
Right.
And his ability to get to the people without... you know, shucking and jiving and gyrations and all this showbiz stuff.
Right.
Just musically, just with his sound and the way he played was just something that really enamored me to Gene. And of course, his nickname was Jug. And
right.
I didn't know this at the time, but I found out later that I thought it may have been a predilection for drinking, but it wasn't. It's he had really big ears, and so when he was with the Eckstein band in the 1940s,
right.
The other guys in the band, everybody had nicknames back then,
mm-hmm.
and they started calling him Jug because it was short for Jughead. Because of his ears, right? So, and the name Jug stood. And of
there,
course, that was right up to the very end.
Well.
So that's why they say Groovin' with Jug. I mean, that was a nickname that he accepted.
Accepted, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. Wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Groove Holmes, too. Great organ player and someone who I think should have been more successful commercially, but, you know, it just wasn't in the cards. Although he's worshipped and respected in the jazz community as being one of the foremost Hammond organ players.
Organ players, right.
So was John Patton, of course, too.
Absolutely,
Big John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And and actually we'll have a track in a couple of tracks times in which John Patton is on it, but not actually credited. It says so here in the liner notes. But Brother Jack McDuff was another organist. And this is off of a Rhino box set called What It Is. And it covers kind of underground early funk, if you will, from 67 to 77. I got this a few years ago, and it's got some really diverse tracks on it. I mean, you can hear Southern soul and Northern soul and Philly soul and all kinds of things, as well as jazz, the kind of things that we're hearing, all the different tributaries that led to funk in certain ways. So this is a track off of, I can't remember which album it is, but I think it had Tobacco Road on it. It might have even been called Tobacco Road, actually, the Jack McDuff album.
It was.
Okay.
It was,
okay,
yeah.
So it's on there. It's actually a cover of a pop kind of standard called The Shadow of Your Smile. And it's kind of an easy, breezy kind of thing. I don't know who the flute player is on this, but maybe we can identify that. So we'll hear The Shadow of Your Smile, Brother Jack McDuff, and then we're going to hear a cover of Get Out of My Life, Woman by Gracilia Oliphant, who I think was from New Orleans.
Originally, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll hear that. The number here is 604-822-2487 if you wish to contact me this evening on Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
The East Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is ridiculous. And people don't make music like this. And they never have, and they never will.
That is from Vampire's Ball. The promo, they will be, I should say, Pyro will be on with Vampire's Ball at midnight. That's in about a half hour from now. Until then, Shake a Tail Feather with you. My name is Jason. I have Gavin Walker from The Jazz Show as a guest, and we've been listening to some fine soul jazz tonight. The number here is 604-822-2487. And before the break, we heard Charles Earland off of an album called Intensity, the complete sessions with Lee Morgan, the trumpeter, who 2 days after these sessions was killed, to put it simply. But anyway, this album came out in 1972 on Prestige, and it features Charles Earland on organ, Lee Morgan, of course, on trumpet, a whole great brass section there, and as well several other great people. The track we heard was Happy 'Cause I'm Going Home. Great brass section on that. I was just saying how very much of the period it was, but it still stands up pretty well.
The brass section was definitely the A team of the time. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of well-known trumpet players in there. And we also heard Hubert Laws on the flute.
And
Earland and drummer Billy Cobham just laid down such a great groove on that piece. And it's far superior, as far as I'm concerned, to the original version of the tune. No, I'm not dissing Chicago. They're a great band and so on. But this version, for me, is appeals to me so much more. Well, because it's a great jazz version.
Right.
And Earland was, he had such a great feeling on the organ. He started his career as a saxophone player and picked up the organ later on, and had an affinity for it, and gave up playing the saxophone and continued playing the organ.
Technically he fits in both categories, but it's interesting how people arrive at playing the organ. They come from so many other instruments.
Right.
Or they just end up playing the organ by itself. But
exactly. And Earland died rather young, sad to say, but he certainly had a very distinctive way of playing bass lines and so on. All these guys recorded for Prestige or Blue Note so on, and they had their own way, their own way of setting up the organ, the Hammond, pulling out the stops and all that kind of stuff. But after the sessions were over, they always made sure that they closed everything because they didn't want other organ players to pick up their settings.
Right.
They jealously guarded their secrets, how they made the Hammond sound. And all these guys would do it. After the sessions were over, well, the keys go back to default.
Well, so now we're going to hear you mentioned Blue Note. Of course, we've heard some Blue Note material up until now, and we've heard this Prestige album. On Blue Note, another organist who I don't think I've played on the show before, I may have heard on your show, Babyface Willette.
Roosevelt Willette was his real name. He actually came from a gospel background.
Okay.
And played piano in traveling what do they call evangelistic or shows all over the southern states. He's originally from New Orleans.
Right.
And he never learned how to read music or any plays totally by ear, and came to New York and discovered the organ, and of course Lou Donaldson heard him and introduced him to Alfred Lion of Blue Note Records, and he made a couple of albums under his own name and made a few sideman appearances and then promptly disappeared. Went back on the road, went somewhere else, ended up in Chicago, and recorded a couple of albums for Argo in Chicago.
At the Chess subsidiary.
Yeah, and apparently no one knows the exact date, but he died sometime in the early 70s. And that's it. There's not a whole lot of facts about this guy. Yeah, except that he came from this heavily religious background where he learned how to play music. And he had a nice concept on the organ. Well, you'll hear how he plays. It's a nice. He had his own thing happening on the organ.
Right.
And this is from one of his Blue Note albums. He did two under his own name for Blue Note.
Mm-hmm. This one's called Face to Face. It was recorded January 30th, 1961. Has Babyface Willette on organ, Fred Jackson on tenor saxophone. Anything you can say about Fred Jackson?
Yeah, he was one of those really good players that was around, and he ended up living in Los Angeles and doing studio work.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. His recording career sort of peaked in the early 60s. He did make a couple of albums for Blue Note Records, one called Hootin' and Tootin' with an organ player, not Babyface, but another organ player. Mm-hmm. And the record got all of one star in Downbeat because they hated this kind of music, the snobby jazz critics. It would depend on who got assigned to the review.
Oh, I see.
And the snobby jazz critic really put the album down.
Interesting. And, must have been its resemblance to rhythm blues.
But Fred Jackson is one hell of a saxophone player.
Cool. Okay, well, let's hear that. Swingin' at Sugar Ray's Babyface Willette and Company from the Face to Face album on Blue Note. Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yes, that was Brother Jack McDuff and David Fathead Newman, double-barreled soul, Atlantic soul jazz album from 1968, a cover of J.J. Jackson's But It's All Right. Before that, we heard Lou Donaldson off the Midnight Creeper album on Blue Note, also from 68, with a song called Bag of Jewels. Lonnie Smith was on organ on that one. Of course, Lou Donaldson was on alto sax. And before that, we heard Babyface Willett on organ on the 1961 album Face to Face and Swingin' at Sugar Ways. Well, it's that time again where it's time to say goodbye. Time flies pretty quickly. Thanks for coming in, Gavin.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. In. I had a good time.
Yep. And you can hear his show Mondays 9 to midnight, the jazz show that's been on for some years now, over 25.
Oh, yeah, well, over 25 years.
So you can catch that. You can catch this show next week and every Friday, 10:30 to midnight. Shake a Tail Feather, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues and various musical tributaries. Just another note about the In the House Festival. Mr. M and the All-Nighters playing between 2 and 3:45 on Sunday, this Sunday, June 6th. Box office is at the corner of Napier and Victoria. Tomorrow and Sunday, it opens at noon. And you can get a single ticket, 13 for adults, 8 for kids. You can get a weekend pass for $85 for adults or $65 for kids. Or a four-show pass, $45 for adults and $25 for kids, so you can take in a whole bunch of different shows, films, music, and so on. But do catch Mr. M and the All-Nighters between 2 and 3:45 as part of the Soul Sessions Sunday, June 6th, in the House Festival. And we'll be back next week, 10:30 to midnight on Shake a Tail Feather. We're going to go out with the legends of acid jazz, Don Patterson and Booker Irvin, originally off of an album called The Exciting New Organ of Don Patterson. Anything to say about Don Patterson?
Don, again, was a converted pianist who played the Hammond organ.
Right.
And he's to this day, he's my favorite Hammond organ player. And Booker Irvin, of course, is another person that I admired greatly. And as a saxophone player, was influenced by Booker Irvin. He lived a short life. He died of a kidney ailment at age 39. Mm-hmm. Patterson died in the mid-80s, sad to say. They're both gone. But Don had a wonderful concept on the Hammond organ that cool. I really liked.
Great.
Very original.
Yep. Great. Okay, so we will hear a track off of this called Up in Betty's Room. If you want to reach me between shows, more soul music at yahoo.ca is the email address for requests for shows and songs. And, of course, there's the Shake a Tail Feather Facebook group. I will see you next week. This is Don Patterson, Booker Irvin with Up in Betty's Room. Thank you.
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.